Let us bow our head. A lot has happened in the last week. Some of us have spent time traveling, visiting family and old friends. Gifts and greetings have been exchanged. Carols have been sung to remind us of the birth of the Christ child. Now many are back and a sense of normality is beginning to be felt again in our lives. Father God, sometimes we forget that the Christmas story did not end in the stable, but continued as Jesus grew into a man almost unnoticed by the world apart from his appearance at the temple, his spiritual home on earth. As we close the pages of 1 year and begin the next chapter of our lives, may we grow in faith, in wisdom, and closer to you each and every day, to your praise and glory. God of all times, may we not be worried about the turning of pages on a calendar. For a moment, in this in-between time, this last week of 2021, may we dwell in your presence and grow in your wisdom. May we know that you have plans for us, plans for our future that is hopeful. Loving God, we remember your faithfulness to us during the past year, even in the ongoing pandemic, and know that you will continuously protect and care for us. Gracious Lord, we thank you for being with us in our trials. Help us draw closer to you and teach us to trust you more each day. We pray for all those suffering the effects of COVID, those ill at home or in hospital, and those isolated and frightened to venture out. As we are facing another surge of the new coronavirus variant, Omicron, it makes our hearts burdened again. Merciful God, protect us from the coronavirus and help our church members to stay safe and healthy. We also pray for all who work in hospitals and essential services who keep us safe. We now lift up those who need your healing mercy, Anna Martin, Ann Hopper, Marge Wilson, Deborah Freeman, and Evelyn West. We ask these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Would rise to sing. We are going to sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful. hymnal number 234.